You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Today was an interesting day as the owners' meetings have gotten underway. And Mike McDaniel holding court. You know, I've decided, Solana, I don't want Mike McDaniel to have a podium anymore. I want him to just be spitballing at a table. Give him one microphone and just let him go, dude. This guy was waxing poetic today.
There was something about him just being surrounded by reporters, but he's at the center of it. You know, it's like he's holding court. It reminds me, I mean, this is such a weird reference coming from me, but like those fireside chats back in like the 1940s during the World War, when FDR, again, not that I was around and not that I should even know about it being a millennial, but that's what I imagine FDR was doing. Just like all his, you know, his team around him, he's just sitting down holding court and he's like, hey, listen to this. By the way, no way FDR was looking as swaggy ever as McDaniel did today. What do you think about, for those who didn't see, McDaniel, he's rocking like a blazer, but the blazer, the sleeves are like a sports sleeve almost, where he can roll it up. I don't know how to describe it.
He's a big past the elbow type of guy. That's where he likes it. You know, nothing, you know, he doesn't have anything in the buys showing. He just likes a little bit past the forearm, but let it breathe. Let it breathe. That's his look. That's what he's got going on usually.
I loved it, man. I'm 100% with you. Get rid of the stupid podium. Just have him sit down on like a bench, preferably like a picnic table. And just have him kick back and just start delivering whatever it is he wants to deliver.
It was great. All right. So the biggest news of the day was Lamar Jackson, which is always a topic of interest for South Florida because Lamar's from down here. It would quite obviously please a lot of people. When Lamar Jackson came down to play the Dolphins when the season wasn't going very good, and the Dolphins were losing a lot of games, they refer to him as the homecoming king. Lamar Jackson's beloved down here. He is. And there are people, I would say a pretty vocal minority that would be very into having Lamar Jackson on the Dolphins. But the Dolphins have, at every turn, quite publicly said, Tua is our starting quarterback going forward. We're invested in him. I believe Mike McDaniel today used the word elite distributor, I believe was how he described Tua. And then really went on the record with a couple of their beat reporters later on today about the pursuit of Lamar Jackson. And just basically quadrupled down on the idea of the team being in on Tua, that actions spoke louder than words, that they took up the fifth-year option. That was kind of their signal, if they didn't signal it enough, that Tua is their starting QB. But what did you make of Mike McDaniel just putting it all out there that the Dolphins are out on Lamar Jackson, which is what a lot of teams are doing publicly with Lamar. And I feel bad for Lamar because I do think he deserves a big contract. But the Dolphins are in a bit of a different situation. You know, Tua was a quarterback rating leader last year, was an alternate Pro Bowler. Obviously has his health questions, but is not like in the situation of some of these other weird teams that aren't in a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and he was an alternate Pro Bowler because of the amount of games he missed. Had he not, and I know that's the question. I know, I get it. I understand the dilemma surrounding Tua is availability and durability. I get it. But I like this approach. Tobin, I'd rather the Dolphins just commit to Tua, as they've done, and I'd rather them just come out and say how they're saying at every turn, this is our guy. Like, not if they were in the Lamar sweepstakes, you know, I understand that it's a very interesting dynamic that he brings. I understand it's a very interesting type of acquisition that they could go out and make, because Tobin, I mean, I think you'd agree with me. If the Dolphins today had Lamar Jackson, they're probably one of the Super Bowl favorites. Like, I think that's how much Vegas and even those outside of South Florida, that's how much they value Lamar Jackson. They believe he's a better quarterback than Tua. But with that being said, I like the Dolphins sticking with Tua. You and me are Tua guys. So, yeah. I mean, I guess.
You know what's funny, though, man? Part of me feels like if they did get Lamar Jackson, I feel like they wouldn't be Super Bowl favorites. And you want to know what's going to piss me off? If he goes to the Patriots, I feel like they're going to treat him like they are Super Bowl favorites, which they won't be. And I think I find that to be very annoying, because the Dolphins do have a good quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson's great. I think he's an A-plus dude. He's obviously super talented. Also has his own durability concerns, by the way.
He does.
But I don't feel like they would be penciled in as Super Bowl favorites if they got Lamar Jackson. I feel like they still would pick the Bills. And I feel like if Lamar Jackson goes to the Patriots, they're going to treat it like they got the reincarnation of Tom Brady, which annoys the hell out of me.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think so. I see what you're doing there, but if he goes to the Patriots, you're right. Like, Dolphins immediately drop to last in the AFC East in terms of odds, and like, everybody now is idolizing Lamar Jackson. Oh, you pair Lamar with Bill Belichick, the opportunities are endless. Like, that's endless. Definitely how it would go.
It's definitely one of those things. Like, they're always going to, I get why he gets the respect. He's, you know, the second greatest coach of all time next to Don Shula, but it's still, you know, he ain't got his fastball anymore. Come on.
And never forget it, by the way, Don Shula, numero uno.
One. Didn't cheat.
I like what the Dolphins are doing. Every opportunity they get, Tua's our guy. They've shown it where it counts, which is the fifth year option. And they're committing to him. And I prefer that than having an offseason right now, because the Dolphins wouldn't have been able to trade for Lamar until after the draft anyways. I prefer that and just going all in right now on the guy that you currently have, the guy that showed you that he's more than capable of you know, having winning football, producing winning football when healthy, than 3 months of, well, Tua, you know, we're sticking with him, but we're open to every option available. And then the day after the draft, you're trading for Lamar Jackson. And like, I didn't want any part of that at all.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And I didn't want any part of the amount of money Lamar's going to get, the amount of draft capital you have to give up for Lamar Jackson. So I guess where we differ is I think they would be one of the Super Bowl favorites, certainly more so than with Tua right now. But again, I like what the Dolphins are doing.
Mike McDaniel said on the fifth year option today with Tua, he said, I hadn't really paid attention to the fifth year option timeline. It was more like, all right, you know what? Especially the members of the media, the South Florida need to know this. We need to tell them when the fifth year option is. Once we knew, we knew. We didn't have to play unnecessary poker face for no reason. We knew once we did our due diligence in the process, it made a ton of sense for us. So we wanted to communicate that and get it done and move forward with our lives.